AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden has declared a state of emergency in California as the state confronts the latest storm system. CBS's Steve Futterman is there.
In many parts of Northern California, they are stacking sandbags. Last week, the concern was snow. This week, it's rain and floods. The rain is already coming down, and it's melting snow. That combination is what worries officials.
Flooding is imminent. Please evacuate your residents now.
Residents who are staying are trying their best to get ready.
We have our solar-powered lamps ready.
In some areas, the rains are forecast to continue into next week. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
President Biden is responding to the latest jobs report, which showed more than 300,000 positions were added last month. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president calls it a good jobs report, but investors worry it will lead the Federal Reserve to increase interest rates at a faster clip. The next report on consumer prices is due next Tuesday. Mr. Biden says he hopes it will show inflation to be in solid shape.
I feel confident that we're headed in the right direction.
Asked about budget proposals House Republicans are beginning to offer, Mr. Biden said one GOP plan would result in drastic federal cuts to police, firefighters, and health care.
I don't know. We just have a very different value set.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Sexual assaults are up at military academies nationwide. CBS's Cammie McCormick has that story.
One in five females say they experienced unwanted sexual contact. This report shows an 18% jump in assaults over the previous year. The Navy in particular showed nearly double the number. The student survey found increases in everything from touching to rape at all of the schools.
Suspected drug cartel members in Mexico have handed over five people reportedly involved in the deadly kidnapping last Friday of four Americans. Two Americans and a Mexican woman were killed when gunmen opened fire on the four U.S. citizens in the city of Matamoros. The Americans had come to Mexico for a medical procedure. We're learning more details about yesterday's mass shooting at a Jehovah's Witness meeting hall in Hamburg, Germany. CBS's Holly Williams catches us up.
German officials say the gunman had a sports shooting license to carry the pistol he used. Police also say they'd previously received an anonymous letter warning them that the shooter may have undiagnosed mental health issues.
Eight people were killed in that attack, including the shooter who killed himself.
Hello there. Hello. Witness
priests Edward greeting crowds of people in Edinburgh today. He was named the new Duke of Edinburgh. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
March 15th.
March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media premium weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which
Correct.
Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And the Republicans have brought in two of Elon Musk's public scribes to release cherry-picked, out-of-context emails and screenshots designed to promote his chosen narrative, Elon Musk's chosen narrative, that is now being parroted by the Republicans, because the Republicans think that these witnesses will tell a story that's going to help them out politically.
It is 6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in. 323-410-0458. And look who's here. Morning, ladies. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I am doing well. I've been really good on Wordle lately, so I'm very proud of myself.
You know what? You know what? There's been nothing better, no better self-care than Wordle. Because for people's self-esteem and what have you, they love to post, they scores. I noticed that it does a lot for America.
I've been guessing really well. Like, the second word, all of a sudden, I'm getting. It's, like, weird.
Isn't that awesome?
I know.
It makes you feel like you might be a deity.
Yes. Yes. It absolutely does. So we played Stacey Plesket at the Twitter files hearing just now. I wish she could actually vote for policy.
Yeah.
Because she's...
She's a delegate from the Virgin Islands. She doesn't get a vote.
She doesn't get a vote, which is dumb.
You're too black.
But she is exercising her power in this committee.
Yeah, she's doing what's
right. And she is showing her disdain.
Yeah, she's doing what she can, you know. Bless her. You know, I'm glad that she is there, and Connolly and Wasserman and Garcia, especially for the Twitter files. And then with the... okay, let's get to this. Lauren Boebert.
Uh-huh.
Bobo, who makes Sarah Palin look smart.
Uh-huh.
So, a hearing on the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is an odd thing. Republicans invited Center for Industrial Progress President Alex Epstein. Now, he espouses white supremacist views.
Mm-hmm.
during his questioning, Cori Bush decided to bring this up during the hearing.
She sure did. She sure did.
18.
Yeah. One of these so-called energy experts is a philosopher who has previously espoused white supremacist views. Mm-hmm. For instance, in his 2000 college newspaper, he wrote, quote, "The African and American Studies Department has 23 classes. In many of these classes, African culture is presented not as
inferior." Mr. Chairman, I demand the gentlelady's words be taken down. She just called the witness a white supremacist.
No, she didn't.
A white supremacist?
No, I referred to the words, not to the person, not to him. The words.
And Lauren went on.
Lauren Boebert, this will get your blood boiling, but Cori Bush gets the last words. I'm just going to warn you.
Yeah, so 19.
The chair recognizes Congresswoman Boebert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like a parliamentary inquiry into taking down the gentlelady's words, the ranking member's words, for insinuating that our witness made white supremacist statements.
Supremacist.
Using his words.
The chair cannot take down words that are directed toward a witness, only to other members. Chair recognizes Ranking Member Bush to continue her opening statement.
And Lauren was not done.
Go with 20, yeah. This is
Mr. Chairman, parliamentary inquiry.
State your inquiry.
Is it appropriate for the ranking members to show respect to the witnesses who are here present in the committee room today?
I think it would obviously be warranted to show respect for any witness.
I would like that sentiment to be expressed and the members to be reminded to show respect to our witnesses who are here today.
And Cori Bush went on with this.
As I was saying, the African and African American Studies Department, this is the quote, has 23 classes. In many of these classes, African culture is presented not as inferior to Western culture, but as on equal footing with it. In other departments, the same is done with Latin American, Indian, and American Indian culture, end quote. When confronted about these views over two decades later, rather than disavow them, he doubled down on this narrative saying, quote, "It has nothing to do with skin color. I was arguing that those cultures overall are inferior to Western culture." We are not inferior to any culture, speaking as a descendant of one of those cultures.
Bam. Mic drop.
Oh, let me tell you something, what you need to understand. When we black women start speaking staccato like this,
it's over for you. You are done. And then when we clap, it is done.
You are in it. And there's no stopping it. It's off. My neck is off its rails, and you are going to be red, as I was saying.
Exactly.
Yes. Like, I mean, what I love is his argument. No, I was not saying. I wasn't saying that I hate or dislike any other culture. I was saying they were inferior.
Inferior. Right.
That's just Hello. What I was saying. Hello, people. I mean,
inferior. That's the sauce that they are serving, that DeSantis is serving.
Yes.
That is the sauce that the GOP is serving.
Yep.
So it's confusing to them when somebody speaks out against it because they are being taught. See, they are being taught that they are superior. It is a nationalist agenda.
Yep.
They are doing the exact same thing that Hitler did.
That they've always done
in Germany.
Yeah.
What is happening is we are shaping and formulating mindsets and people to say, but what are you talking about? White culture, white Christianity is superior.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. That is what some people are being taught in schools and by their parents and et cetera, et cetera. And certainly by people like Bobo. Yes, Travis.
And I just also want to point out the thing that like irked me the most about that is after she tries to get the word struck down, then Lauren Boebert comes back and says she needs to be respectful to the white man.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what that was.
To me was like, girl, you so just see. You I guess you had to take off the hood so we could hear you clearly say it,
right,
Boebert?
Yes,
that's what's gonna get her cussed out in the elevator.
Yeah,
see, what this is, we've dealt with these people before. Remember what's his name and what's her name in the jungle?
Heidi and Spidey.
Heidi and Spencer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They talked a lot of Game in the Jungle, and then one day after the show was over, we all found ourselves in the same restaurant, and then one day, and that night, Princess, I go to the bathroom, and guess who's tripping her little sorry butt outside of a stall? Heidi. You've never seen more fear.
I bet.
Right. On a white girl's face.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, see, this is what happens when you let your mouth get ahead of what you can actually handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because then it was all for the cameras.
Uh-huh.
It was all for
you
the
didn't mean it.
I'm so sorry.
Right.
You guys are amazing.
I did it for the gram.
I was like, what's unfortunate for you, girl, is there aren't cameras in here.
Right.
Right.
You're going to want those later for when you're, you know, at the doctor.
Did you inform her about, did you inform her about the rules about the earrings?
Yeah, you took your earrings off and, you know, and your rings.
They just, sometimes they just fly off. This is a good thing about, like, and at a certain level of egregiousness. And, in fact, I'm surprised that Corey Bush's whatever jewelry she had didn't just pop off at that moment. Because generally, yeah. She probably taped it because she was working.
Yeah, you know what?
She knows what she's doing.
To work because she was working.
Yeah,
she couldn't
probably. Yeah. You're killing me, kids. All right, Kevin in D.C. Hi, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, everybody. And, Frangela, please tell me that Tori Wilson, when you were out there, at least she didn't act like you're saying. Did she act with some sense?
Who?
You said Tori?
Tori Wilson, the wrestler.
Oh, she's Tori
lovely.
Wilson,
lovely. She's lovely. Beautiful.
Thank go. Goodness. All right. I'm going to be very disappointed if she acted
she was
if
lovely.
She did that
she
type
lovely.
Of behavior.
Good.
And, oh, I am happy. Also, because this is the last day, and if you will please indulge me, you've covered pretty much everything. The Recycling is including the Mulbert you just mentioned. They show me what, if the Bizarros from Superman were real, they show me what they would be like in real life in real time.
Yeah.
Complete opposite day, dark is light.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Bizarro, Twilight Zone thinking. So may I please say some nerd stuff to close out some
of course
capture.
Of course
I hear you.
Okay,
see
guys
you.
And this is to everybody, and this is for my Who Will Win thing. I haven't forgot about you, Chris. All the wonderful answers you gave me are coming soon. Hope you don't mind. You were great, and I want the world to see it. So
thanks.
Would you answer me first of all, Southern Showdown, Southern Feud, Family Feud, mm-hmm. Dukes of Hazzard, or the Clampett Clan?
Clampett's.
Clampett's, yeah.
Are you asking who would win between the Clampett's and the Dukes?
I think in a fight, the Dukes would win, unfortunately.
See, I don't know. Jethro can throw a punch.
Yeah.
Not Texas
Granny.
Gold.
Don't discount Granny.
Let me tell you something about country fighting. They got chickens in their pockets.
Yep.
Yeah.
They got hatchets in their pants. They got tool stuff you don't know about.
Okay.
All right, one quick one. Okay, another one to squirm in. The another Family Feud. The Family Matters crew, our Carl Winslow and his family, mm-hmm. and Urkel,
uh-huh.
or the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air family, Uncle Phil and his crew.
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince, hands down.
Especially if you've been watching Bel-Air on Peacock.
I gotta go Urkel.
You're going Urkel? You're going Urkel?
Urkel is the Tasmanian devil.
It is true.
But
of what's happening with them.
But
you
Urkel
don't even
was,
get to the rest of the family because he's all up on all of you.
Urkel
yeah.
was... Urkel was not a member of that family.
Point
though.
Of order.
That's true. He was not in the family.
Oh,
he was a friend of the family.
When you say family, we said he was the show.
He literally, yeah, the show. And he literally lived the last 2 or 3 years. He literally squirmed his way in the house. So.
And also, Family Feud does allow friends. So.
Yeah, okay.
You know. Exactly. So, thank you. So with that coming.
Although, if you're watching,
yeah, coming to a close.
I say, if you're watching Bel Air on Peacock,
that's a different family.
Oh, they will take out the Family Matters family, and not think twice about it.
Yeah, it's definitely
no, I was literally
some changes.
Thinking that.
They have.
They update that story
that,
a little bit.
Thank you for saying that, man. I was literally thinking that if y'all was talking, that's why I didn't want to include them.
Yeah. All right.
That's there a whole different tone.
It's a whole different tone. Totally.
They do not mess around.
But before no, I go, don't. I just want to say, because this is your, like I said, your last day, so... thank you for indulging in my foolishness. There's been a lot of, again, as I said, this is my defense mechanism against the darkness that squirms in the world. It's always nice to talk to you. You literally put a smile on my face just about every time, and you all have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Kevin. Thank you for calling in. You have a great weekend.
And we'll talk to you on Monday.
We'll talk to you on Monday, I'm sure. Bye.
Yes.
Well, look, oh, goodness gracious, that's why you were giving me this sign.
Uh-huh.
I see. It's 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by my socks,
yep.
Bombas.
Bombas.
Bombas' mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item with a donation to someone in need. So when you buy Bombas, you're buying socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. They design their socks, shirts, and underwear to be clothes you can't wait to put on every day. Everything they make is soft, seamless, tagless, and has a luxurious, cozy feel. They are made from super soft materials like merino wool, Pima cotton, and even cashmere, which makes them perfect cozy layers.
Yeah.
There's a pair of Bombas socks for everything you do. They come in tons of options, like comfy performance styles for every sport and activity that keeps you moving. Boing, boing, boing.
Boing, boing, boing.
Exactly. Bombas T-shirts are made with the thoughtful design features like invisible seams, soft fabrics, and the perfect weight so they hang just right. The underwear has a barely there feel with second skin support that might make you forget they're even on, and that's in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that socks, underwear, and T-shirts are the three most requested clothing items at homeless shelters, which is why Bombas donates one for every item you buy. And that's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good.
Yep.
Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use the code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout. bombas.com/Stephanie.
I love it! I don't get it, but I love it!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Adam and Eve is not giving you 10% off and not 20% off or even 40%. Your discount is even bigger. AdamandEve.com is giving you a whopping 50% off. But why stop there? In addition to 50% off, you also get 10 free gifts. That includes a racy item for him, a sensuous toy for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity,
ooh,
and even blow you away. And best of all, free shipping. Always delivered in discreet packaging. So rethink your bedroom routine. Go to AdamandEve.com and enter the station's exclusive code at checkout,
Miller.
And get, you know the discount, 50% off almost any item and 10 tantalizing free gifts.
That's Miller. Again, Miller.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh, Wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire.
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near House.
That's because House is landscaped with water-retaining plants, which help keep Wildfire at a safe distance.
And, bud, check out how Wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou! Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit. Oh, Wildfire is down!
Down and out.
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None.
I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Stephanie Miller.
Dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move.
Just bust the move. I'm just gonna dance. It's 25 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. 323-410-0458 is the number. We had some good news out of the DOJ regarding Louisville, Kentucky this week. The DOJ has decided, rightfully so, found that the police did violate the rights of those engaged in protected speech and critical policing. And then with Breonna Taylor, Breonna Taylor was a symptom of problems that we've had for years, is what the Metro PD says down there. They practice an aggressive style of policing, and it deploys selectively, especially against black people, but also other vulnerable people throughout the city. The report states that LMPD cites people for minor offenses like wide turns and broken taillights, while serious crimes like sexual assault and homicide have gone unsolved. So this is the DOJ going, hey, guys, no.
Right.
And they're working with them now to fix all these problems. So that's good. At least finally Breonna Taylor is going to get some sort of justice posthumously. I mean, because that was... And they don't do no-knock warrants anymore, which is, I don't think they should
do
that anymore. Well, we'll find out,
We'll see. I mean, I think she was a victim, not a symptom.
I agree.
Yeah. You know, like, and that she isn't an illustration. She was a human being who was viciously murdered in her
exactly.
bed while she slept.
Yeah, she's doing nothing wrong.
I really need them to stop pulling their punches on their languaging around this, because making it seem like, well, this is just what happens when you don't have good training. Do you really need to train people not to shoot people who are asleep?
Right.
Like, I don't, like, is that something that we need to cover in training? Because it's not. They're just straight up racist.
Well, and
I have to say that I have watched every type of white assailant be able to walk themselves into the jail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Schedule it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where you don't feel like you didn't run into their homes with guns ablazing at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and shooting them in the bed. Talking about, we got a warrant.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that to white people.
No. And
you don't treat white people like that through the law.
Well, and the only
over and over.
Yeah, and the only cop that got busted was the one whose bullet went into the neighbor's house, not into Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, because that was egregious. That was egregious. Those weren't the black people we meant to kill in their sleep.
Yeah.
Like, it's the thing is that they knew that warrant wasn't good.
Yes.
They knew that person wasn't there. I believe the person they were looking for was actually in custody at the time, and they knew it. They went there, and I don't know if it's a personal grudge or just a straight up whatever, but the reality is the police, it's not about training. These are not things you need to train somebody on.
No, it's a psych eval. It's a psych eval.
That's what I liked about what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the attorney general, that he said, and other people have said it better, but there's no training. What this is these are departments that have been infiltrated by violent, violent white nationalists.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
That's it.
Yes, you're absolutely right. That's where psych evals are more important, I think, just before they even get into training. Because if these people have certain views that are ingrained into their body and into who they are, training ain't going to train that out.
Nope. Well, and let's talk about, if you want to talk about training, let's talk about the U.S. military.
There you go. And one on minute. That, we are, oh, goodness gracious, it's already the bottom of the hour, ladies.
Yeah.
Break, too.
We can talk about this after the hard break.
We can. 29 minutes after the hour, we'll be right back with Frangela on the Stephanie Miller Show.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News special report. This happened a lot at the Oscars.
And the Oscar goes to Everything Everywhere. All at once.
Everything Everywhere. All at once.
Everything Everywhere. All at once.
The movie won 7 awards, including Best Director, Best Picture, and Best Actress for Michelle Yeoh. On ABC, host Jimmy Kimmel poked fun at a commercial about encouraging people to go back to the movies after COVID.
And I am happy to see that Nicole Kidman has finally been released from that abandoned AMC where she has been held captive for almost 2 full years now. It's good to have you back, Nicole.
He also ribbed Tom Cruise and another Hollywood titan for not showing up.
You know, Tom and James Cameron didn't show up tonight. The two guys who insisted we go to the theater didn't come to the theater.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Matt Piper.
The Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, the stories that I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Chairman, I'm not exaggerating when I say that you have called before you two witnesses who pose a direct threat to people who oppose them. It's funny when people have to go through that. Exactly. This is unacceptable. I'm ready for it. I don't know if a lot of other people are, but just as it was unacceptable for Kevin McCarthy to provide 41,000 hours of sensitive security footage to a biased talking head in an effort to rewrite what happened on January 6th. This is a new Republican playbook, apparently.
Mr. Chairman,
American safety and security to score political points.
The gentlelady's words should be struck. We do not accuse witnesses of threatening others. That is out of line and
I'm
outside the rules of this committee.
I'm not striking down that, and I can have an opinion.
You don't get to determine what's struck down.
Well, you do get an opening statement, and it's
and
about,
so let
it's
me
about
finish.
Over.
Ooh.
Not having you. I'm ready for you.
Yeah.
I'm ready for you on all levels. Do you understand that? Let me tell you what it feels like to have the eye of God on you. Okay? I'm going to tell you what the burning sensation feels like. I'm going to show
That's
you.
Right. We don't want to throw around our Wordle stats.
Right.
Okay. Because we're not going to humble brag up in here. But the point is, I can't think of something you were absolutely destined to lose more. A fight you were absolutely destined to lose more than telling some black woman to shut up.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how much you have. That's like gasoline. That's like you fill in my tank. I don't have to go to sleep now. I can be awake 24 hours a day now.
Yeah.
You just told me to shut up.
Yeah.
We go with 25.
You gave me the energy. You provided it. This is what people don't understand about black
it's
folk.
Nourishment.
That's right.
25.
Oh, she's not done.
Oh, she's not done. Not even close. 25.
Frankly, I think they're brave individuals for being willing to come after they've been named in a letter from the Biden FTC.
Is this your question time now?
No, I'm responding to your ridiculous statements you made in your opening statement.
Okay, well, let's get on with it.
Oh, now we want to get on with it. So you can say all the things you want.
I did in my opening statement, as well as you had an opening statement. You said what you needed to say in your opening statement, and I, as the ranking member, have used my time.
Without objection, all other opening statements will be included in the record. We will introduce today's witness, Matt Taibbi.
Okay, now let's go into 27 after that exchange, because you're going to love this, ladies.
Uh-oh,
it's not working. You don't have 27?
Hold on.
It's okay.
You're going to have to...
Da, 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 da.
It's going to be a second.
Okay, let's take Karen in Chicago. Hi, Karen.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I am so sorry I am late. I was time traveling, so I knew hours ago that Francis and Angela would be taking us to Frangela U.
Yes.
So I just want to say, hi, Francis. Hi, Angela. And I have to tell you, ladies, and I'm glad that I'm able to talk to you today, because I have to tell you how much I appreciate what you have to teach all of us. I can't tell you how many times I've had conversations with people, mm-hmm. and I have actually cited things that you have said on Stephanie's show. And your words of wisdom are extremely important on the subject of, race in this country and just, what has been happening, like what we all have now started witnessing. I have to say, too, we have to meet this moment very seriously. There was a speaker at CPAC, yes. Michael Knowles, mm-hmm. who said that transgenderism needed to be eradicated.
Yep.
And then when he was called out for it, he said, wanting to eradicate transgender people, he said that, no, that's not what he meant. But let's be very clear. The last time a group of people used that kind of language, mm-hmm. I believe it was Judaism, needs to be eradicated.
It's very
we
final
know how
solution-y.
That all turned
no!
out.
Yes.
Very much so.
Very much so. No, they are. They're, you're
absolutely.
Yeah, go on.
And can I just say really quickly, my child is a transgender mm-hmm. Man, and I know so many of these people, just struggle so much. And mm-hmm. so I just want to send out all the love that I possibly can, because you know something? My child is not an ism. My
exactly.
child is loved. My child is nurtured. My child is happy, healthy, because he is loved by his friends and his family. Mm-hmm. And we are not going to compromise. We are not going to cede ground to these people. And we are not going to come to some consensus with these people. White supremacists, homophobes, transphobia, all of them. We are not going to meet you halfway on any of this stuff. We are going to eradicate your hate.
Yes, absolutely, honey. You have a good weekend and give your son our love,
love
okay?
You too.
Bye,
love
honey.
You guys.
Yeah, she's absolutely right. I mean, she is. No. And wait, hold on 1 second. We've got to hear Stacey Plaskett now that Chris found 27.
Yeah,
this is fantastic.
I want to focus on the First Amendment, just like protecting the First Amendment, just like these guys.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Are you going to respond after every?
No, I'm
everything?
Taking my 5 minutes.
This is
I
your.
Can take
oh,
my
you're.
Five
oh, you're. It's your 5 minutes
I
now.
I can take my 5 minutes when I want to, and I'm taking my 5 minutes.
Okay,
now.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh my God, you can just. She's trying to not say what's actually in her thought bubble.
Oh, right. She's coming pretty close to it.
She's coming close because you can hear the like really.
She just drops the F bombs from it.
Yeah, she's and she's still wearing her jewelry, though she would like to fly them off of her hands at that point. You know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
International Women's Day and Women's History Month, and she's getting what?
Yeah, she's getting Jim Jordan.
Yes.
But if you look around, that's happening to a lot of African-American mm-hmm. women mm-hmm. down in Georgia. That's mm-hmm. happening. Mm-hmm. It is, when black women, and we were talking about this on The Final Word, you can hear about it today.
Such a good show.
When black women have now educated themselves, mm-hmm. learned the law, got the jobs, rose up in the ranks, Fannie Willis was elected by 72% of the vote.
Yeah.
And then the white men who are in the Republican GOP yep. down there now can say that 2% of a vote can remove her.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the law. That's not democracy.
Right.
Those people who can sit there and say and try to say that they want to pull her in, it's the same thing. We're watching it over and over and over, because when we try to hold wealthy white men in power accountable, they change the law. That everything creates a phalanx around them. It doesn't matter who they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the argument for the Georgia changing their laws with regard to rogue prosecutors is the Ahmaud Arbery case, where the prosecutors did not want to bring charges against his murderers. And this now prosecutor is serving time for that. So the law is already there in place for bad actors to
yes.
be prosecuted for doing the wrong thing. There is literally no need for
None.
What they're trying to do except to get her out of office. Hopefully she will indict prior to this law coming into effect. Because even if we decided tomorrow, it would take time for them to get the 5 or 6 people on the
Carpe
panel.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Exactly.
That's right. Angela said that yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah. We have to fight the fight we're in. I think too often on the Democratic Party, we have this tendency to be thinking about the next fight. So we don't get rid of the filibuster but what if then the Republicans turn around because we've gotten rid of the filibuster? I was like, tomorrow's promise to no one.
Yeah. Exactly.
We have to deal with today. Right. Fight the fight you're in. Not this whole, because they don't worry about that. This
nope.
legislature, there may be a Democratic legislature in the next election there.
Right.
They don't care. They're going to do what they can do now.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And I mean, they're pretty sure they're not going to have that because of all the gerrymandering that is in Georgia and the voter purging that's going on down there. And hopefully we can change that. That's why y'all got to get out and vote in Georgia, especially. Because you got to get rid of Marjorie Three Toes, kids. Just come on. You can do better.
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be difficult.
She's going to claw her way back in.
She's just
seriously.
She is the worst. She is the worst.
I mean, she's holding us back as a species. I hope people recognize that.
I think they do. Kevin in Chicago. Hi. 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello.
Hello, my dear.
We look good. Hi. Yesterday, you had a new caller, Kevin Indiana, which essentially kicked me out of the Kevin Cavalcade because there's only room for 12.
Right.
So we're back
talking
to
about pickles.
Pickles. You're pickles, buddy.
We're back to pickles. so I and point of order, growing up, coming of age in the 90s, mm-hmm. I have to tell you, Stefan Urkel gave me all the feels. Okay. that's when I knew. So I teased on Twitter yesterday that I had words for Frangela. Can you put them on?
Yes, Frangela, it's for you.
Thank you. So, Frangela, and I hope I can get this out before you respond to me in staccato, as you probably will, and justifiably so. As I've mentioned before, I'm a graduate of the Jody Hamilton School of Law and Order, where I did study the Kalular-Helinsky method.
That is the best.
Yeah. The Shelton Nugent method was not being offered at the time, but I'm thinking of taking that for my continuing.
But we were in litigation.
But when I heard on Idiots of the Week a few episodes ago about the woman who shot her boyfriend for having sex with her grandmother.
Yes.
I think you did my guy dirty with this one. And I really think this is Kalular-Helinsky thinking. So, Francis, I'm a little disappointed that you didn't pick up on this. So I'm going to lay it out for you. We all know that that girls are born with the eggs that they're going to have throughout their life, right? And the egg that was used to create this woman was, in fact, formed in her grandmother's body. Thus, if your girlfriend is not available to have sex with you at a particular moment, is the grandmother not the best option? The next best thing.
I think somebody just got his PhD.
Yeah, you did.
You know what? You know what? Yes,
I don't think this man cheated on his girlfriend with his grandmother so much as I believe that he was going to the source to experience a more holistic, nay, transcendental connection with the love of his life, and she shoots him.
Point of order here. I just want to jump in. I'm sorry.
May I sit at your feet?
Point of order. Wouldn't the source more accurately be her mother as opposed to the source once removed?
No.
It's a deeper source.
It's a deeper source.
Let
me tell you something.
He's going to be a professor.
I don't know what to tell you.
You're going to have to start teaching. Right, yeah, he's going to have to start teaching at Kalular-Helinsky U.
Because between your law, only. Your legal school, Jody, and our two institutes, it's a juggernaut of just wrong information.
Answer Travis.
Exactly.
Travis, her mother is the spigot, whereas her grandmother is the spring.
Yeah, okay? There you go. The spring.
Spigot. Yeah. Spigot.
The spigot. And the grandmother
so
is
I think
the spigot.
She was the idiot that week. The shooter woman was the idiot that week. So
okay,
there you go.
All right, Kevin, have a good weekend.
Can I one more thing real quick? I know this was yesterday's news, Jody, but when you read the story about the cocaine cat and how it escaped from its owner's car during an arrest, right when you said that, I had a visual of a cocaine cat leaping out of the passenger window shouting, "I am not going down for this."
That's probably true. It did go up a tree. You're absolutely right.
Not going down for this.
This is your little red wagon. You can push it or pull it. I'm getting that.
Nothing to do with this drug game, okay?
Okay?
All right.
I love it all.
Bye, honey.
It's the catnip.
Oh, my God. What was great about that story, one of the things in the story, they read, "We're not sure how he got the cocaine, whether it was environmental or experimental." Like, he was just experimenting. It was his first time doing the cocaine. It was his friend's coke. They brought it over. "I never did it, Mom and Dad."
Just to see
what it felt like.
The driver was arrested for possession.
He didn't inhale.
He didn't. Well, the cat did, actually.
The cat
the
tested positive for coke.
The cat bought the drugs, and we all know it.
Well, of course.
Right.
That's why, you know. And all
it's planted those drugs. Let's be honest. It is the cat's drugs.
Right.
Okay?
We know that.
The cat didn't have pockets. See, what happened was, what y'all don't understand is cats don't have pockets.
Right, they don't.
They don't. And they refuse to carry purses. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that.
Yeah, I mean, they're not like kangaroos or wallabies or opossums or anything.
You can't get no fanny pack on them?
No.
Nothing. So my man was handling the drugs for the cat.
Kalular-Helinsky, right there. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. And the cat was very displeased. Mm-hmm. It went up a tree, and then trying to get the poor thing out of the tree, they broke his leg.
The cat was not going. Awful.
The cat was not going.
The cat did.
He's not doing that time.
Resist.
He's not doing. You're not taking it back. You're not taking me alive.
Cat seen the inside. The cat don't want to go back.
I'm. You know what? I support that cat. And on that note, it is 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of American Cruise Lines of American Cruise Lines.
Sure.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by American Cruise
Lines.
Yes. I can read. Are you looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England?
Oh, yeah.
Then let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you, Chris Lavoie, will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, where you can do dirty limericks, and Newport.
Yeah.
In addition, this remarkable cruise we'll explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline, marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, be treated to an authentic lobster bake.
Lobster? You can get there from here.
On the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, which is the best part, it's all-inclusive, you can relax on your private balcony as their crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Just stay on this frequency. We'll be right with you. Just stay on this frequency.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and three children struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 55 minutes after the hour. I am Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller. This is the last segment with the lovely Francis and Angela of Frangela. And Idiot of the Week, final word is on Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media.
Yep.
So please listen in. Everything is dropped by today. It's fantastic. It's some of the funniest stuff.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, okay. Sidney Powell is now speaking about the various lawsuits that are against her. And we have now found out Daily Beast's Will Sommer has tracked down the mystery source that she used to, I don't know, argue her arguments about the election. The woman...
This is the internally decapitated lady who talks to the wind.
Tenaway. Okay. Her name is... First off, she's a Minnesota-based cactus artist.
Oh.
Didn't know there was an art form with cacti.
I would not think that'd be big in Minnesota.
And yeah, exactly. And it seems a little dangerous, a little prickly, perhaps. She says she thinks that she could potentially be a ghost after seemingly surviving internal decapitation. And during an interview, Will Sommer of the Beast asked her to elaborate. She says, "The wind tells me I'm a ghost." And she says that she believes she can receive hidden messages embedded in movies, song lyrics, and conversations from strangers in the supermarket. And she decided to email Sidney Powell one day because she was, quote, on a roll, using her powers to uncover the purported truth of election fraud in 2020. She says it's just really interesting where I'll have the TV on and I'll hear a word or a person's name, or for whatever reason, I can't explain it. It's going to compel me to look it up online and do a little digging. Instead of saying I rely on my intuition, I say the wind is talking to me. It's just a fun way of living my life.
This is hearsay from the wind?
Yep.
Well, Francis, in their defense, the wind is actually the most credible witness they have for election fraud.
That is very true. That is very true.
Accurate statement.
And then my favorite thing is she also thinks that Justice Scalia was murdered as part of a human hunting expedition carried out by globalist elites at Bohemian Grove. She said, "What's one way to get rid of a Supreme Court justice in order to get the kind of people that you want on it?
God.
Hunting for humans." See, I told you this was crazy, Stack. Did I lie?
I have an alibi. I have an alibi for that night before this even starts. I see where this road is headed.
You were not at the human hunting in the Bohemian Grove?
You weren't at the human hunting at the Bohemian Grove?
I cannot neither confirm nor deny any accusations. I refer to my civil rights and stuff.
Actually, I am her alibi, and that is not a lie.
It's not a lie. All right, ladies, it was so good to see you. Everybody get the final word and Idiot of the Week, wherever you get your podcasts. Stephanie, you'll be back Monday. Goodbye, everybody.
I love you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
March 15th. March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media Premium Weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.